to WRCE 1450 AM, W299 CD, Richland Center.
People serving you with the good stuff. Jones Chevrolet. Find new roads. Chevy, find new roads. And Southwest Tech and Fenimore, this is where you belong.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or at JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and multi-point inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stop at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Have peace of mind and save money with your vehicle running at its best. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you want. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden considering passing an executive order to impose tough new sanctions at the southern border. One possibility, barring migrants seeking asylum as they cross between U.S. ports of entry. ABC News Chief White House correspondent Mary Bruce with more on the political reasons for the move.
Republicans have seized on the chaos at the border, turning it into a political liability for the president, upping the pressure on Biden to act. But if he does impose this executive order, it would echo a 2018 effort by then President Trump to bar and block migrants. It's something that Democrats staunchly opposed at the time and that was blocked by the courts.
The action would likely face legal challenges if it does happen. Thousands of AT&T customers across the country woke up to no service this morning. A major outage affected several major cities. The University of Alabama Birmingham Health System pausing in vitro fertilization treatments as healthcare providers weigh the impact of a state court ruling declaring frozen embryos children. This is ABC News. Opening statements begin today in the trial of the weapons manager for Alec Baldwin's movie Rust. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is charged with involuntary manslaughter and evidence tampering. The gun that Baldwin was handling contained a live bullet, which killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin's trial date has not been set, and both have pleaded not guilty. In Israel, a deadly traffic shooting.
On a highway south of Jerusalem, three Palestinian gunmen opening fire on cars stopped near a checkpoint in the West Bank. The attackers murdering one Israeli and wounding eight others, including a pregnant woman. Security forces killed two of the shooters, arresting the third. Police say the Palestinian militants hailed from the Bethlehem area. The deadly attack coming as tensions rise in the West Bank over the Gaza war. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Newly released Secret Service documents show the Biden's dog commander bit Secret Service agents at least 24 times before he was finally banished. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center and Boscoville. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, March 1st through the 15th is the time to get them. So get your list together now and come see us. Also, great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. Stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank, have you tried one of Kirstie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Kirstie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options, quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Kirstie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Where can you find quality furniture and excellent service? Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet offers the brand name furnishings you want, including Ashley. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture Mattress and Outlet offers good, better, and best. If you don't find what you love in the store, we can order for you. Financing is available to qualified buyers. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, two locations in downtown Richland Center.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today's high temp will be in the upper 50s. It'll be partly cloudy and warm. Northwest winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. A few clouds tonight and a low of 30. Friday, mostly cloudy and colder with a 30% chance of snow showers by midday. A high of 36. Friday night, 15. Saturday, 39. And Sunday, near 50. Right now in Richland Center, the earlier reading today was 39. We were at 28 for a while. Right now it is 29 degrees. Good morning. Today is Thursday, February 22nd. It's another spring-like forecast. Is it time for baseball yet?
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the Rockville Wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, ump, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Call it a win, go off to toast the boys again. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good, but all in all it's understood. We wanna dance, they wanna play. We wouldn't have it any other way. We like our beer flat as can be. We like our dogs. Mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats. Called up, oh, what's his name? And one more building rises tall. And suddenly we're all grown up, and this old town's not quite so small. But I'll always miss the middle-sized town in the middle of the Middle West. With no-name pitchers, local bands, and mustard and relish, and all the rest. We like our beer flat as candy. Like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pennant much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the cheap seats.
Yes, there it goes. Out of the ballpark, Alabama on WRCO, WRCE. It's 7:10. It was February 22nd of 1980 when the Miracle on Ice took place in Lake Placid, New York. And I was talking about it last hour about, of all the Olympics, summer and winter over the years, that one, anybody that was alive at that time, I think that's the one that we remember the most. And I think part of it, living here in Wisconsin, where the number of athletes that were in the Olympics that had Wisconsin ties. And I mean, I can think right off the top of my head about Eric Heiden and Beth Heiden and Sarah and Mary Doctor, all with Wisconsin ties. And then, of course, members of the Olympic team, Mark Johnson and Bob Suter and some of them. So, yeah, what a time it was.
19 seconds. Johnson over to Ramsey. Legionov gets checked by Ramsey. McClanahan is there. The puck is still loose. 11 seconds. You've got 10 seconds. The countdown going on right now. Morrow up to Schultz. 5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
Unbelievable. The Miracle on Ice, all those years ago. Hello, it's 11 past 7. This is Tyler Hubbard.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes. Sundress, lust in McGraw, and a small town accent. Ain't no way that me and this truck made her fall in love. Jack makes good whiskey, but God makes the good stuff. Oh, God makes the good stuff. Like that sweet little kiss she lays on me when I pull up in the gravel drive. The way she dances with the raindrops, like she's the reason why they fall from the sky. And I thank him every time I close my eyes. God makes 5 foot nine brown eyes and a sundress, lust in McGraw and a small town accent.
Pieces of my heart, pieces of my soul. perfect in this world. Everybody's been burned by the fire. Guess I'm learning that what breaks you makes you grow. But I'm not hiding where I've been. Gonna let the light shine in what I don't need.
Gary Allen on WRCO Radio and Pieces. Getting a little bit of blue sky out there. Nice morning in southwest Wisconsin to commute. We're down to our new overnight low again at 28 degrees. Flip-flop back. Most of the morning it's been 29. And so we're down 10 from the midnight reading, heading toward the upper 50s a little bit later on today.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
When it comes to auto insurance, State Farm offers a variety of discount opportunities. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. By combining auto and home insurance, you save 35% on your home and 15% on your auto insurance. Add Drive Safe and Save to save an automatic 10% upfront, and then you pay based on how you drive. There's also the Good Student Discount by maintaining a B average for students in high school or college up to age 25. Stop in today or give Julie Karen State Farm a call at 647-3632.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Savor the flavor at Richland Locker with their unbeatable deals. Whole New York strip loins are just $6.48 per pound, and hand-cut New York strips are only $7.98 a pound. But that's not all. Discover a sea of Lent-friendly options, from shrimp to breaded walleye and haddock fillets to cod loins. And don't forget, fresh fish every Thursday afternoon. Richland Locker, where quality meets affordability. Hurry in and stock up on the best for your table.
Below the IAA State Individual Wrestling Tournament will be held this weekend. WRCO Sports wishes the best of luck to Wyatt Knockreiner of River Valley, Emma Haney, Ethan Haney, and Teague Perkins of Richland Center. From Dodgeville, Shane Rashan, Hawken Peterson, Charlie Might, Reed Spurley, and Ava Lord. Riverdale wrestlers Riley Wanick, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, and Lakota Brewer. Nolan Waldner of Ithaca Weston. Jaron Grimsled of North Crawford, Seneca. Iowa Grand Highlands, Elliot Biba, Emerson Moen, Bodie Brockup, Hunter Stevens, Jackson Bussey, Tyson Imhoff, and Brock Hinderman. Join Bill Twining, David Wormand, and Kirk Lair for coverage of the State Individual Wrestling Tournament beginning Thursday night on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Heart disease is the leading killer of men and women in the United States. One way to support your heart health is by working more movement into your day. It's recommended that adults get 150 minutes of moderate intensity cardiovascular exercise each week. But adding any movement to your day is a step in the right direction. February is American Heart Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourages you to take a step toward heart healthy living.
It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Here he is, Hank Bray, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning, Philly.
Here he is.
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
You sound better.
Well, thank you.
You don't look any better, but you sound better, buddy.
I think you said that yesterday. I'm pretty sure you did.
I can't use that 2 days in a row.
Well, I do, but I don't know that you can.
Yeah, but it's just you.
Uh-huh.
So
I felt fine all the way. Just getting along here, we still have a week of February because it's leap year.
It is.
But a week from tomorrow is March.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. It is.
March, April, May.
Mm-hmm.
March, 8 May. So whatever.
Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's where'd the time go? We were talking about that earlier this morning. So February 22nd, are you sure it's Phil?
Yeah, well, that's what it says on the computer.
Well, I tell you what, the time just... You think about it, I mean, March, April, May, I mean, there's less, 90 days, 120 days left of school, if that?
Yeah. Quarter and a quarter, I think.
Yeah.
Or a quarter and a little bit of a...
Quarter.
Quarter, yep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So, good for them.
Were you a referee in tonight?
Where am I at tonight? Highland tonight, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I'm not for sure, but I think it's Highland. So you're going to be on...
I'll be at Richland Center High School
at the high school over there.
Yep.
So,
and Bill and David, they've got their bags packed. They're heading to state wrestling.
They left us behind, didn't we? We didn't make the varsity team.
No, we're on the B squad. So we had our last game was Saturday.
I mean, did you know that before we went into Saturday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you didn't tell me.
As a JV player, you know, lifetime JV player,
I understand that.
You know,
but
your season's done.
I was trying to move up to varsity.
Yep. Coach didn't notice you, I guess. So,
Bill, he never notices me.
No.
Unless I do something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't fold the towels right. You didn't hand the water out right. You didn't,
right.
You know,
right.
Stuff like
exactly.
that. So, anyway. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, anything else on the menu?
No, I think we've got half a thing of cheese balls we're going to send with Bill. Hopefully that'll
yes.
be enough.
I doubt it.
It
may be enough for him to get down there.
Yeah, maybe somebody will have to run him some down there between sessions or something.
Yes. Have some solo cups on the way down there for him full of cheese balls. So that's his favorite.
That's the only thing that's going to be in there. So they've been doing some reconstruction, as I understand, at the Kohl Center.
Oh, really?
I don't know if that'll affect the fans that are going there, but it does affect the broadcasters because there is a media room where they go and they can get paperwork and things like that. But Bill always hits the free coffee and soda, and I don't think they have that this year. So he's going to be hurting. Yep.
We're going to have to. Do you remember the old Ronnie jar?
Yeah.
Maybe we can throw some quarters his way.
Maybe a few quarters?
Out of the old Ronnie jar.
I don't even know if there's a pop machine that takes quarters.
Yeah, I know.
It's probably not. It takes cards, I'm sure.
It takes cards. Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it is.
I got 50 cents for a pot, and there's no place to put 50 cents.
50 cents?
50 cents. Yeah, that's...
The machine would laugh at you.
No, I think there's a 50-cent machine in Waseca.
Oh, really? It must be an old one.
It is. I can't remember.
We used to have a 50-cent pop machine in Sextonville. I'd ride my bike over there once in a while and get it. You know, kind of defeats the purpose. You know, exercise and then go get a can of pop.
Yeah.
But they don't have it anymore. So
your bike or the pop machine?
My bike, I still have that.
You do?
Yep. So no entrepreneur has ever put a store for me in Sextonville since the last store went out 50 years ago. So
what store was that?
There was a store there, the old mom and pop neighborhood store.
It was a good store, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yep.
Every little town had one.
Everyone did. Yep. Mm-hmm.
But you haven't won the lottery to put a Hank trip in Sextonville.
No. I'm still working on the old Wi-Fi, Hank's Wi-Fi store.
Hank's Wi-Fi store?
Yeah. You know, usually you can hear them broadcast my commercials on Those Were the Days. I mean, a very reputable show if...
Yeah, very, very.
So
some of that equipment's actually probably worth money, you know.
Probably it is now.
Your
8-track.
Yeah, AM stereo and your 8-track. Mm-hmm.
Still trying to get rid of that stuff, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, today is Thursday, Phil, and we usually cover world records. So this Washington girl wears 45 sweaters at the same time to break a record. Now you got to see this little kid. Okay, they had a video of it. She is skinny as a bone, and she looked like the Michelin Man when she was done. A Washington girl broke a Guinness World Record when she donned 45 sweaters at her local library. Sophia Hayden pulled on each sweater individually and had to pull each garment down to her waist before moving on to the next item to comply with the record. She also had to ensure that none of the sweaters ripped, as any of the damaged sweaters would not count towards her total. She broke the record for most sweaters worn at once, which previously set at 40 by a French 11-year-old in 2022.
Must be an art to it.
40, it's crazy. They got to be bigger as you continue.
Yeah.
The sweaters have got to get bigger and bigger as you go. So
each one
she looked like the Michelin Man when she was done. It was really cute. So,
the thing that I've learned with sweaters, and you and I have complained about that too as well, even before you started to lose all this weight, the size on the sweater doesn't always...
Every size is different.
I've had larges that I can't even pull on. Then I've had extra larges that just...
That look like you're wearing a dress.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
It's just, there's no rhyme or reason.
Yep.
And then, there is. Sometimes I put one on and it used to fit me. I'll be like, June, did you shrink this? No, I didn't shrink. So
Did you shrunk my waistline then?
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. What else is going on? Oh, yes, the Ohio couple had their wedding ceremony in the disco bathroom.
I heard that, Phil. Tell me more.
Logan Abney and Tiana Aylstock, who live in the Cincinnati area, exchanged vows in the bathroom at the Hop Shop location in Verona. The store's bathroom went viral online for a big red button that causes a disco ball to switch on and disco dance music to play. Tiana, from the first dance in this disco bathroom to this moment, I vow to hop through my life with you. With funky beats, the couple pressed the red button at the end of the ceremony to share their first dance. How romantic!
Yeah, and the urinal at the same time.
Yeah, well.
Danish man sticks 68 matches up his nose for world record. A Danish man. A Danish man earned an unusual Guinness Book World Records when he managed to stuff 68 matchsticks into his nostrils. Peter Busgrove, 39, was awarded the title for the most matchsticks held in his nose when he surpassed Guinness World Record goals of 45 matchsticks.
Yeah.
And you wonder why I don't like Danishes.
That would hurt, wouldn't it?
He says that. He goes, surprisingly, it really didn't hurt. He goes, I fairly have large nostrils. Imagine that, like horse nostrils?
Wow.
I have large nostrils and quite stretchy skin. I'm sure that helped a lot.
Good thing nobody lit one of them. Can you imagine?
Oh, my goodness.
That would hurt.
He hasn't ruled out trying it again if his record is beat, so...
Matches up the nostril.
68.
Huh. He was probably sitting there in his classroom one day and thinking, what could I do? Someday.
Yes.
Oh, yes, I can stick things up my nose.
Yeah, 39-year-old. I'm sure he's a radio announcer.
He probably is. Yeah. A Texas man broke a Guinness World Record when he finished a half marathon with a time of 1 hour, 21 minutes, and 39 seconds while dribbling a basketball. Ben Dong, who is 24, a graduate of the University of Texas, finished 12th in the half marathon at Sunday's Austin Marathon with an average pace of 6 minutes and 14 seconds per mile. But he was dribbling the basketball the whole way. He was greeted at the finish line by San Antonio Spurs mascot, the Coyote.
The Coyote, yeah.
There you go.
So, an electrical engineer student, I get this, Phil, this would be fun to do. In Germany, took a toy car, so like one of those toy electric cars designed for a child to ride, okay, now get this, modified it to reach a speed of 92.24 miles an hour.
Oh, cool.
Cool. I'm sure it was like a Barbie car, you know, one of those.
Probably.
Yeah.
Did he ride in it then?
Marshall Paul, an electrical engineer student at a university of applied scientists, said he spent 10 months conducting research and modifying the toy car into a high-speed electric vehicle. Paul said his goal was to exceed the 88-mile-an-hour mark for travel for Back to the Future films. So that's... Paul took his finished car to the Hemring racetrack and was clocked at a speed of 92.24 miles an hour.
Man.
Could you imagine going that fast in a little car like that?
No. I couldn't. Yeah, that's unreal.
That's crazy. Crazy. So, I have, you know, if your name is Ryan, like Ryan Cairns, okay, last one, all right. Ryan Rodeo, okay, aims to gather record-breaking number of Ryans at an organization that caters strictly to people named Ryan.
Ryan Rodeo.
Rodeo aims to break the Guinness World Record for the longest same name gathering in Texas. Ryan Meetup, based in New York, announced it's holding its first Ryan Rodeo in Texas with an aim towards breaking a record which was set in 2017 when 2,325 people named Ivan came together in Bosnia. The gathering is scheduled for this Saturday at 5 p.m. at Bulk Wild in Austin. It's a fixin' to be a rip-roaring time as we together around and rival the beauty in our shared name. Don't be surprised if some Ryans start square dancing after all. You can't spell country without R-Y.
Oh, wow.
An organizer named Ryan wrote this on the event page. Each participant will be required to show official ID to prove his name is Ryan. Okay, you have to do that for the Guinness World Records. And we'll be laying down the law to ensure no Bryans get in.
Only Ryans.
So Brian from Walsers is not allowed.
No, he wouldn't be allowed.
But Ryan from State Farm is allowed.
Okay.
Hanks are not allowed.
No.
Phil's are not allowed.
No.
No Bo's, Joanne's, nothing.
No.
Only Ryan.
Okay.
So the group's website explains the organization's aversion to name people Brian. Bryans are just B-list Ryans. So anyway.
Sounds like
so there's something
fun.
Something there that the Karens will be gone to.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Do you know anybody named Ryan?
Sure.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I know a few. Absolutely. They probably won't be going either.
Oh.
It's a busy weekend.
Is it? What are we doing?
Well, I don't know what you're doing. We have wrestling. We have basketball. We have regular stuff.
So my question is, do I continue to lift weights for next season? Am I going to get a shot at the varsity or not?
Well, you're going down a few weights, so maybe you got a shot. I would guess go for 215. See if you can get there, and then we'll
see what happens.
Yeah. 215.
So no one's in that weight class yet, are they?
No.
That's what I thought.
In the oldies division, of course. Have a good one, Hank.
Buddy, be kind.
You bet.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319. Or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com. And be sure to like them on Facebook.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home in Spring Green. Want to give your house a new look? Whether it's one room or a whole house, we can help. From the industry's best Carestan carpet to exceptional hardwood floors by Mirage, or even if it's vinyl plank, we have it. Want a new kitchen or bath? We can help with that too. Quality products and quality service from a company you can trust. Wirtz Floor and Home.
Some notes on today as we look at some notes from the 22nd of February. The comedy It Happened One Night, starring Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert, opened in New York. 1964, the Beatles arrived in London following their first visit to the U.S. And in 1993, CBS announced they had purchased the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York for David Letterman's new TV show. Some notes on this day in history, and coming up, we'll see who's making history with birthdays and candles on the cake, courtesy of The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes from Richland Center Primary School to Hayden Olson, celebrating today. Also wishes to Kaylee Manning, we're so proud of you, from Grandma and Grandpa McCormick. Kyla Hudson from Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret. Also wishes today to other young ladies in the area. Avis Rote, have a great day from Lone Rock Shell Station. And to Avis Rote, wishing you a very happy birthday from Pat and Luann. Also, Charlene Stanichka has a birthday. Best wishes from Sister Sandra. And happy 82nd to the Blue River Queen, Charlene Stanichka, from the Hobby Farmer on the Ridge. A very happy birthday wish to Kimberly Burke. Love from Brother Art and Margie. To Mark Berg from Lori and the Guys. Kylan Hudson from Lori and the Guys. We have a happy birthday salute going out today to Charlene Stanichka once again. Enjoy your day, special day from family and friends. To Earl Felton from Nancy and family. Have a great day, Earl, and happy birthday, Earl L. Felton, a.k.a. 101, with love from Mel, a.k.a. 102, and Linda. From the RC Lions, happy wishes today to Makita Jensen, to Hayden Jelenic, and Brandon B. From the Little Birthday and Anniversary Club, happy birthday to Brandon B. And Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club calendar leaves us wishes for Christina McIntosh, Hunter Robb, Rebecca Stoltz-Hines, Lexi Herzog, and happy anniversary to Xander and Lydia Deitel as well. Have a great day, and thanks for sending those our way.
What do you get her for her birthday this year? What about a custom-cut loose gemstone of her favorite color? Then she can design her own piece of stunning jewelry at J.J. Walsh Jewelers. Hey, this is Jamie, and we specialize in one-of-a-kind custom designs, and we have hundreds of gorgeous loose gemstones to choose from. For the woman who is hard to buy for, this is the perfect gift. She gets something that she designed and has fun doing it. We can help along the way, too. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Good morning. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for starting it here with WRCO and WRCE. It's 29 degrees at 7:42.
Little place is a little bit understated, yet OJ's always concentrating. AC's broke, so we gotta sleep naked. It's a good day for living. Swear all my jeans got holes in the pocket. Yeah, the money falls out as soon as I start walking. Good thing the sunshine don't cost nothing. It's a good day for living. Living it up, living it right. Living each day one day at a time. Ain't making no worry no bigger than it is when it isn't. Yeah, I'm thinking I wanna wake up and do it for the love. Blast that bowl, wanna fill the rest up. Gonna take a sweet sip of whatever life's fixing. It's a good day for living. Got a cool tattoo of Rosie the Riveter. If there's a good time, good chance she's in it first. Any day that I get to kissing her's a good day for living. We sneak into a motel pool at 4 a.m. And every time she smiles, I say amen. One hell of a good staycation. It's a good day for living. Living it up, living it right. Living each day one day at a time. Ain't making no worry no bigger than it is when it isn't. Yeah, I'm thinking I wanna wake up and do it for the love. Blast that bowl while I fill the rest up. Gonna take a sweet sip of whatever life's fixing. It's a good day, really. It's a wild ride, but we all got a ticket. Yeah, it goes by quick. If you blink, you'll miss it. Tomorrow's always short on specifics, but it's a good day for living. Living it up, living it right. Living each day one day at a time. Ain't making no worry no bigger than it is when it isn't. Yeah, I'm thinking I wanna wake up and do it for the love. Blast that bowl while I fill the rest up. Gonna take a sweet sip of whatever life's fixing. It's a good day for living. Yeah, it's a good day. Good day for living. Oh, it's a good day for living.
Joe Nichols. Very happy belated birthday wish to Michael Sander today. Love from Grandma Ida. Next hour, we'll be on the phone live with Marty Raybon of Shenandoah. Talk about their upcoming show. Later on today, our morning show focuses more about local FFA chapters. Riverdale will be in the spotlight later on today between 9 and 10. Joanne has the news coming up next.
Hi, this is Taylor Hefner. Did you know that A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center is locally owned and operated? Stop in today and see my mom or Violet for all your furniture and mattress needs. We offer a variety of recliners, sofas, love seats, dining sets, bedroom sets, adjustable beds, and bedding, all at the lowest prices around. We also deliver, set up, and haul away your old. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, located in downtown Richland Center, 475-6090.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 29 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Partly cloudy and warm today with a high of 57. Tonight, a few clouds with a low of 30. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm and it's 29 degrees.
The weather is so unpredictable, but you can count on Town & Country TV & Appliance in Richland Center. Shop the Winter Price Meltdown and save store-wide on Maytag, Whirlpool, and KitchenAid home appliances. They deliver and install in Richland Center and surrounding communities. Visit them at 2490 Highway 14 next to Goodwill, 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, or visit them online at townandcountryrc.com. That's townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The search for a missing three-year-old boy in Two Rivers continues. A statewide Amber Alert was issued Tuesday afternoon for Elijah View. Authorities said Elijah's caregiver last saw him Tuesday morning at his family's home. Community volunteers have joined Two Rivers Police along with state and federal crime scene response teams in the search for the toddler, including drones and canine teams. The city's police chief, Benjamin Meinert, provided a Wednesday night update on the search for Elijah.
Our search and rescue teams have been combing through our neighborhoods, parks, wooded areas, and they've been following up on all leads and tips from the public.
Officials are also asking people to check their doorbell cameras and backyards and be on the lookout for the little boy. A man is dead in a farm accident in Greene County. Deputies say a 50-year-old man was demolishing a silo in Monroe when it collapsed on top of him. Medical crews responding to the scene were unable to revive him. An investigation is underway and the man's name is being withheld by deputies. Governor Tony Evers is signaling that he won't sign a Republican bill that would release tens of millions of dollars to combat PFAS pollution, despite support from the state's municipalities. The bill would create grants for municipalities to test for the chemicals, but dramatically scale back environmental regulators' authority to take action against polluters. Bill passed the Senate in November and is expected to pass the Assembly on Thursday. Republican legislators have been urging Evers to sign the measure. Evers said in a letter Wednesday to Senators Eric Weinberger and Rob Cowles that the GOP doesn't want to hold polluters accountable. He challenged Republicans to get serious about fighting PFAS. The State Assembly will vote today on legislation creating a task force on missing and murdered African-American women and girls. The bipartisan measure from Madison Democrat Representative Sheila Stubbs calls for establishment of a task force by the State Department of Justice to examine various factors that contribute to violence against African-American women and girls and to submit a report on actions that can be taken to eliminate violence against them by the end of this year. This would be similar to the DOJ's existing Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women Task Force. Wisconsin's indigenous communities are in the spotlight at the Capitol today. The 20th State of the Tribes Address features Chairman James Crawford and the Forest County Potawatomi. He'll welcome members of Wisconsin's 11 federally recognized tribes and deliver this year's address at 10 o'clock to a joint session of the Wisconsin Legislature in the Assembly Chambers. The annual address is an opportunity for people of Wisconsin, constitutional officers, justices in the state Supreme Court, and legislatures to understand the issues facing Native nations and celebrate common values. Each year, the Great Lakes Intertribal Council selects a governing member to deliver the address. Governor Tony Evers has awarded $16 million of community development block grant housing awards for critical housing rehabilitation projects for low and moderate income households spanning seven state regions. Administered by the Wisconsin Department of Administration, Wisconsin Small Cities CDBG program provides housing rehabilitation funds to seven regions on a biannual basis. These regional housing programs provide 0% interest and deferred payment loans to low and moderate income homeowners to perform essential home repairs. Eligible households may also receive funds for down payment assistance when purchasing a home. Regional CDBG housing awards were made to several regions and lead counties, including $2.5 million to the Central Housing Region in Juneau County, $2 million to the Southern Housing Region in Columbia County, and $3.5 million to the Southwest Housing Region in La Crosse County. The 24th annual Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge will be held Saturday in Cazenovia. Although it has been a milder winter, organizer Chrissy Latica says the lake is in good shape.
There is some ice left. I think we'll be able to jump from the ice, but obviously no truck on the ice this year to announce. We'll have to have that from shore, but I think there'll be enough for the jumpers to go off the ice.
From its humble beginnings, the Polar Bear Plunge has continued to grow into a large community-supported fundraiser.
It started in honor of a friend who had passed away from cancer. So Terry Benning is actually the one that started it. So the Polar Plunge, we have a live auction, a silent auction, a bake sale, a 50-50 raffle, and some table raffles. And then we also, of course, serve food and drink. And then after that, at 2 o'clock, we go down to the lake, and we have something called Bear Hugs that you can purchase for $3. And those are in memory or in honor of someone who has suffered or passed from cancer. We read all those names down at the lake. And then we have a moment of silence for everyone. We do the national anthem, and then we jump. All us crazy people jump in the water.
Doors to the Cazenovia Community Center will be open early for you to come in and look around at your leisure. The live auction at the Community Center will begin at 11:30, with activities moving to the lake at 2. Latica says Bear Hugs are similar to luminaries and are available now.
We actually can purchase those ahead of time, and we display those at local businesses beforehand. They're at Alibi's and Boston's Bar in Cazenovia and the gas station in Cazenovia. And they're at Turbo's in Hub City and at Pine River in Yuba.
Funds raised from the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge support two different organizations. Chrissy Latica is looking forward to this year marking a major milestone.
We raise money for GRACE here in town and also for the American Cancer Society. Last year, we raised just over $38,000, which was not even our best year. It was our third best year. But this year, we should go over the $500,000 mark with the money we raise for total.
The funds are divided between the two organizations because the Cazenovia area has residents who are served by both organizations. If you would like to support the Polar Bear Plunge, donations are currently being accepted for the auction, raffles, and bake sale.
You can contact me at 608-393-2435, or you can go on our Facebook page, the Lee Lake Polar Bear Plunge, and someone can come and pick it up for you, or you can drop it off at the local businesses in Cazenovia, the bank, Boston's Spa, or at the community center on Friday or Saturday morning.
It's not too late to get involved. If you'd like more information, contact Chrissy Latica at 608-393-2435. Police confirmed the deaths of two children in the Madison area. They were among three people found dead inside an apartment in Middleton Sunday. The Middleton Police Department and Middleton Cross Plains School District confirmed both were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. Police said out of respect for the family, no further identifying information will be released for now. All three victims were shot to death. A fourth male victim is hospitalized with gunshot wounds. The Viroqua Fire Department responded to a fire Tuesday morning around 8:20 to a home at East Decker Street in the city of Viroqua. When the department arrived, smoke and flames were visible coming from the attached garage and porch area of the home. The fire was brought under control quickly and extinguished. There was smoke damage to the whole structure and fire damage to the rear of the structure, which included the garage and kitchen. No injuries were reported.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com.
Today is Thursday, February 22nd. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available on the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Vaulton Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Those attending are asked to dress colorfully. Maggie Wright, 86, of Richland Center. Merlin Leonard Leverenz, 71, of Richland Center, died Monday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 6 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with military rites to follow. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 4 until the time of service at 6. Merlin Leonard Leverenz, 71, of Richland Center. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval, died Thursday, February 15th, at home after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Pehoff Funeral Home in Waniwak. Burial will be at Pine Eden Cemetery, Waniwak. A luncheon will follow at the Waniwak American Legion Hall. Friends may call at the Pehoff Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1:30. In lieu of flowers, donations to a Grace Hospice Care, Shriners Hospitals for Children, or St. Jude's Children's Hospital would be appreciated. Edith Burkhalter, 93, of Laval. Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River, died February 9th at Boscobel Care and Rehab. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Friends of Blue River. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements for Doris A. Brown, 85, of Blue River. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday after a long and courageous battle with dementia. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be at the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 to 5. Memorials may be made to the family. Wilmer Edward Pliner, 89, of Richland Center. Robert Winflish, 77, of Muscadet, died February 12th. Military graveside rites will be held at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Robert Winflish, 77, of Muscadet.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs, suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds, by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders, and if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The 8 o'clock news on WRCO-FM 100.9 and WRC WDE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. Partly cloudy and warm today with a high of 57.
You are listening to WRCE 1450 AM, W299.